I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. 4 years ago today, Russia began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says there are three things to understand on this anniversary: the loss, trauma, and dogged fight for freedom that Ukraine's next generation is experiencing.
It's brutal to look at what this war has done to so many young lives, leaving the families broken and fractured.
Children and adults carry invisible scars, the war within the war. As headlines on Russia-Ukraine peace talks continue,
this trauma means that any political process for peace really is irrelevant when it comes to peace within the heart.
One way Christians enter the spiritual battle is by providing relief. You can help support this work, which Mock says builds bridges between people and Christ. Pray for his peace to meet Ukrainian and Russian families. Also, despite the Iranian government's attempts to suppress protests, they continue. The authorities' own brutality toward protesters strengthens the resistance. Many Iranians no longer want to live under the current system. Lily Ritchie with Iran Alive shares a recent story.
A father contacted us who was a believer and said that I lost my 20-year-old son in the protests. And when I went to get his body, I had to pay for the number of bullets that were used to kill my son. And there were three.
The father of the deceased son added,
he said, I'm sharing this with you not as a victim, but as a victor, knowing that even though in our losses, God is with us and he will get us through this.
Pray for freedom for the Iranian people and for God's peace over the land. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.